Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Guide to the Project Management Body of Knowledge, PM Bokeh Guide. 7th edition and the standard for project management, published by the Project Management Institute, marks a major shift in how project management guidance is organized and applied. Instead of centering on step-by-step processes, this edition emphasizes principles, outcomes, and value delivery across many delivery approaches, including predictive, agile, and hybrid. It is designed to be a foundation that can be tailored to different industries and levels of complexity while still aligning teams around shared language and expectations. The book pairs the standard for project management with the guide content, helping readers connect what good project management looks like with practical domains, models, methods, and artifacts that support real work. For professionals preparing for certifications, leading teams, or modernizing organizational practices, this edition serves as a current reference that reflects evolving realities such as increased uncertainty, faster delivery cycles, and broader stakeholder involvement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, principle-based project management and value delivery, a central theme of the 7th edition, is that effective project management starts with enduring principles rather than rigid procedures. The guidance frames project work as a value delivery system, where success is measured by outcomes and benefits, not only by meeting schedule and cost targets. This principle-based approach supports better decision-making when constraints shift, stakeholders change, or uncertainty increases. It encourages practitioners to think in terms of intent, ethics, stewardship, and collaboration, and to choose practices that best fit the context. By focusing on value, teams are pushed to clarify why the project exists, how success will be evaluated, and what trade-offs are acceptable. This perspective also reinforces the need for ongoing alignment with sponsors and customers so that effort remains connected to business strategy. For readers used to older process group-heavy models, the shift highlights that modern project environments require adaptability, continuous learning, and purposeful tailoring. The result is a framework that can guide both highly regulated initiatives and fast-moving product-oriented work without forcing a single prescribed method. Secondly, the standard for project management and how it defines the work. The book combines a formal standard with a broader guide, which helps readers separate what must be understood at a high level from what can be adapted locally. The standard for project management provides a shared definition of project management concepts and expectations that can be used across organizations, industries, and roles. It supports governance, consistency, and communication by clarifying what it means to manage a project in a disciplined way. This is especially useful for leaders who need a common baseline across diverse teams, vendors, and departments. The standard-oriented component also helps organizations assess maturity, align training, and map internal methodologies to recognize practices. In contrast, the guide portions support application by offering domains and practical resources that can be tailored to different delivery approaches. Together, they create a bridge between compliance-oriented needs and day-to-day execution. Readers can use this structure to create a lightweight operating model, establish consistent language for reporting and decision-making, and ensure that projects remain aligned to organizational strategy while still enabling teams to work in the most effective way for their context. Thirdly, performance domains that shape project outcomes. Rather than emphasizing a long list of processes, the 7th edition organizes much of the practical guidance around performance domains, which represent key areas that must work well for a project to succeed. These domains direct attention to critical aspects such as team performance, stakeholder engagement, planning, delivery, measurement, uncertainty, and the overall project approach. The domain view encourages holistic management, reminding readers that strong scheduling alone does not guarantee success if the team is misaligned, stakeholders are not engaged, or risks are poorly handled. It also helps practitioners diagnose issues by asking where performance is breaking down and what adjustments are needed. The domains can be applied across predictive and adaptive life cycles, which makes them particularly useful for hybrid environments where teams might plan in stages while iterating delivery. For practitioners, the domain structure becomes a practical checklist for conversations, workshops, and health checks. It supports tailoring because each domain can be handled with different techniques depending on constraints, regulatory demands, and product complexity. This results in a more resilient approach that remains effective even when projects face frequent change. Fourthly, tailoring across predictive, agile, and hybrid approaches, a key message in this edition is that one size does not fit all, and project success depends on intentional tailoring. The guidance acknowledges that teams may use predictive planning for certain components, adaptive methods for discovery and product increments, or hybrid combinations that balance governance with speed. This edition helps readers think about how to select an approach based on uncertainty, complexity, stakeholder needs, and delivery cadence. Tailoring includes choosing appropriate planning horizons, defining roles and responsibilities, deciding how to manage scope and change, and selecting fit-for-purpose artifacts. It also reinforces that tailoring is not an excuse for skipping discipline. Instead, it is a structured decision-making activity that should be transparent and aligned with objectives. This is particularly useful for organizations transitioning from traditional project management to agile ways of working, because it provides a neutral framework that supports both. Practitioners can use the tailoring mindset to build pragmatic methodologies, reduce unnecessary documentation, and focus governance on outcomes and risk. The result is better alignment between how teams work and what the project actually requires to deliver value reliably. Lastly, models, methods, and artifacts as practical tools to support real-world application, the book points readers toward models, methods, and artifacts that can be selected based on context. This toolbox orientation helps practitioners move from abstract principles to concrete execution without implying that every project needs the same set of documents or ceremonies. Artifacts can include plans, backlogs, roadmaps, reports, logs, and visual radiators, while methods may range from critical path scheduling to iterative development techniques. The emphasis is on choosing tools that strengthen communication, improve decision-making, and support delivery and measurement, rather than producing outputs for their own sake. This approach is valuable for teams that need to balance governance requirements with efficient workflow. It also helps leaders standardize what matters, such as clarity of objectives, visibility of progress, and management of uncertainty, while allowing flexibility in the specific formats used. By treating artifacts as adaptable, teams can scale their approach up or down depending on project size and risk. For readers, this topic provides a practical pathway to implement the standard in day-to-day work, especially when building or refining an organizational project management framework. In conclusion, this book is best suited for project managers, program and portfolio professionals, PMO leaders, team leads, and stakeholders who need a modern reference that works across industries and delivery approaches. It can benefit a reader's life by improving how they frame success, communicate value, and make decisions under uncertainty, skills that translate to better outcomes and less wasted effort. Readers will gain a clearer way to tailor practices, align teams, and manage stakeholder expectations without relying on a rigid checklist mentality. Compared with many similar books that focus narrowly on either traditional process steps or purely agile techniques, this edition provides a broader, principle-driven foundation backed by an internationally recognized standard. That combination makes it worth buying for anyone who wants both credibility and flexibility. Credibility because it reflects PMI's current view of the profession, and flexibility because it supports predictive, agile, and hybrid work. It is also a strong companion for building organizational practices and for professionals preparing for PMI-aligned learning paths. If you would like to support Project Management Institute, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.